Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to welcome back today my guest May from Holland, who takes LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining us today, May.
It's my pleasure, Linda. It's my pleasure to do so.
So for people who haven't already listened to your first interview, and I'll put a link to it on this one too, could you explain to us, you know, when you first noticed there was something wrong with you? How long ago was that?
That is now about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I have to say I had minor, you know, symptoms, but I never linked that to the disease. But those were so minor, so I don't count that. But I got a major outbreak after a nasty flu in 2010, yes. Mm-hmm. And then I got a big outbreak over the upper part of my body, you know, my stomach, my back, under my armpits, under my breasts, a bit in my groin also, mm-hmm. and my neck. And that was when I knew something wasn't right, you know, and I got a wrong diagnosis also for that. The doctor first thought it was shingles, but, you know, later on changed her mind. And that outbreak lasted for 9.5 to 10 months.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. And in the meantime, I got, you know, antibiotics for secondary infection, and I got some steroid creams, and it gave me a break after that, and I was clear for, let's say, maybe 3 months or so. And then it came back, second outbreak, same places, same area. And it also lasted nearly 10 months. And kind of went through the same procedure by, you know, using steroid creams and trying different things, and didn't help. Mm. So then in 2012, I got introduced to LDN, and, you know, I talked it over with my dermatologist at the time, and he decided, okay, we're going to let you try this. And I started LDN in November 2012, yes, and I cleared up within 2 months. So by the end of January, I was clear without any other medication at the time.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. So
yes.
Do you still get outbreaks or not?
I have to say, knock on wood, I have to say, ever since January of 2012, I have been clear. I have had a blister now and then, you know, a heat rash, mm-hmm. like a blister now and then. And I then systematically treat it with a little dab of steroid cream, and it goes away within a couple of days. So I practically can say, you know, I haven't been bothered with this disease
Goodness.
Since I started taking LDN.
Wow.
And I did a little test a year and a half ago. I finally, you know, came to a point where I thought by myself, you know, I want to know for sure, you know, if LDN is, you know, helping me to keep clear. So I stopped my LDN. And I decided I'm going to stop it for a week, and I did so. And within 2 days, you know, I got some blisters under my breasts and on my stomach.
Wow, that quick.
And, it was very quick. And I also changed my food pattern a little bit in the time because, you know, I wanted to see, you know, what happened when I added a little more sugary products and simple carbs, so I did so. And I felt that, yeah, it started again. You know, blisters starting to pop up. So I had to treat them with putting on a little bit of cream, and I decided to wait to give it, you know, 7 days time without my LDN. But after 7 days, I noticed, like, I have to start because this is going out of control if I don't. Mm. So I started my LDN in the evening, and within 36 hours, the blisters were gone. So to me, that was proof, you know, and I went back on my normal eating routine also. But to me, that was proof that, you know, the LDN is working for me, yes. And I also got some other issues that I know the LDN is helping for, like fatigue and pain issues. And I also noticed, you know, that became worse also, and that, you know, reduced once I started taking the LDN again. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, it's proof that it is working for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before you started LDN, at that point, how did, I mean, you had 2 10-month periods of having these awful blisters.
Yeah.
How did that impact on your life, you know, socially and mentally? I mean, how did you cope with that?
I can say, of course, it had a big impact on my life because a lot of things became impossible to do also. You like simple things like driving in my car, you know, became very difficult. Doing stuff around the house, everything was, it was very difficult. And the pain level was also very intense. So at the time, you know, I was like, this is not going to go away. Mm-hmm. So what do I do? So you can't just give up your life. That was not an option. But I noticed later on, you know, that my life was kind of on hold for a very long time also. Mm. And it was also a matter of having a lot of pain, you know, like every day, 24/7. It never gave me a break. And thinking back on that, you know, I knew that that had an impact on me because I felt like a sort of helplessness also, you know, by the thought that this is not going to go away and you have to live with all these open, weeping, oozing sores and the pain 24/7. You know, that had an impact on me mentally also.
Mm, must have done.
Yeah.
And the pain, was that around the areas of the blisters or did it create other pain as well?
No, it was just where you have the sores and around the edges. The pain was there. And the strange thing with this disease is, you know, sometimes you can have a rather small patch, like 1 by 1 centimeter or 2 by 2 centimeter. That's extremely painful. And sometimes you can have a huge area, like maybe 10 by 15 centimeters, that still is painful but can be less painful than a small area. So it's very strange about it also. Mm-hmm. I had more pain the first time I had it, then the second time. And maybe it was a role because the first time I was infected and the second time I wasn't. And I guess, you know, when sores are infected, they also cause more pain than non-infected sores. Mm. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, who prescribed it for you, the LDN? Your own doctor?
I had learned about it in a Haley Haley group that some people were taking it. So I suggested it to my doctor, and he didn't know what it was and didn't actually have much faith in it. But he wanted to give me, you know, an okay anyway to start it because I had told him, you know, I am going to start it no matter what. You know, I'm going to obtain a script of LDN. So he was like, okay, we can try this, and since nothing else is helping, you know, we can give it a try. Mm-hmm. And we had contact by phone, I think it was every 2 weeks. And the second week when he called me and he was asking, you know, how are you doing? And I could tell him that I'm doing much better, you know, the sores are starting to dry, I'm not spreading, and you can look a Haley sore, you know, it has edges around it. So when those edges are not increasing, you know that the sore is, you know, starting to heal. So I could tell him that, and he was like very surprised to hear that. And we had contact by phone like every 2 weeks, and after 2 months I went to see him in person. So when he looked at my what had been my sores then, and everything was close and nicely healed, he was very surprised. Yeah.
Wow.
So that, yeah, he was. He said he would not have expected this to happen. And after, you know, he studied how LDN could work, so he said, yeah, I can see now the benefits and why it might work, you know, for people with this disease.
Mm-hmm.
So he was looking for other patients, but unfortunately those patients rather would have prednisone and antibiotics and
really?
Trying this.
Really?
Yeah, really, yeah, yes.
Wow.
So that was quite, yeah. Mm.
So at that time before starting LDN, how would you have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best?
During my outbreaks, I think definitely on a 4 and on good days a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even lower at times also, especially when my sores were weeping extremely and oozing. And, you know, you just had to soak off your bandages and clothes in the shower. At that time, I think it was maybe a 2 or a 3, thinking back, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing,
and in the beginning,
thing,
after
it?
When
they're weeping and it's all horrible and you go to sleep, and then they dry and crust over. When mm-hmm. you move, it must just pull those scabs off.
Yeah. It cracks open, yes. Oh. It cracks open then, yes. And the first time I had it, you know, I had to learn a lot about it. So I wasn't always wearing bandages and stuff like that. So I always had a cotton layer over my wound, like a big bandage. And, you know, that would stick to my body. So when you move over, maybe in your bed or in your sleep, you know, you touch your clothes, so you pull on it, like, and the sores would just crack open and bleed and ooze like crazy. So the first thing I had to do when I woke up in the morning, that was to literally just soak my clothes off, my shirt off in the shower, yeah.
Mm. And to think that they healed so quickly. And have not come back, only when you had your experiment. But that's amazing, isn't it?
And, you know, that little blister that maybe, you know, I was going to the gym also last year in the summer when we had a heat wave. I was going to the gym twice a week and I was walking every day. And I also had hot flashes from menopause. So I was sweating like, you know, crazy.
Mm.
So I was very worried because, you know, that the amount of moisture and sweat on my body would make it very fragile. But in fact, nothing happened to my skin. And also going to the gym, you know, a lot of friction and rubbing on your skin and then all the excessive sweating, and then to think of nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was to me like, wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Quite amazing.
Yes.
And I notice now, you know, in the first 2 years maybe, I had also amount of fear that this would come back, because the first time you get a very big outbreak, you don't know what it is. Mm. You don't know when it will go away, or you don't know what it is. The second time it happens, you know what it is, and you know the hassle, the pain, everything that will happen. So I think at least for a year and a half or 2 years, I had a very big fear that this would ever come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad, you know, I've gotten rid of that feeling that, you know, being scared for things, or I can't do so or so because maybe the Haley comes back. And I'm glad, you know, now, since maybe the past 3 years, that I've been able to put that aside, you know, don't have that feeling of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good feeling also, to feel confident. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And
because living with fear, you know, that's like you don't live the life you want to live. You can't live the life you want to live when you live with fear.
Yes. Does anybody else in your family have Haley's?
No, I'm the only one. And I have learned also that it is possible to... Normally, it's an hereditary disease, but it is possibly also to mutate a gene by yourself. So I assume that I'm the first in line in my family. And if that's the case, that would probably mean that I haven't given it to my son. I have one child, so I haven't given it to my son, if that's the case with me.
Right, yes, that would be...
Yes, because I started to have the symptoms after he was born. In my late 20s, I started to have the first symptoms. I know now that it's Hailey-Hailey disease, but if I mutated the gene, you know, by myself, then maybe, yeah, maybe, you know, it's the case that I haven't given him to him.
Yes.
So I don't know of any other, you know, persons in my family from either side, you know, my mom's or my dad. There's no history of people having skin problems.
Mm-hmm. And in the Hailey-Hailey group that you belong to,
mm-hmm.
how is LDN thought of by the other members?
A lot of members are using it. And we have a lot of members who have good results with it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say how many are using it, but I think I can safely say a couple of hundreds are using it.
Oh, goodness.
And we have a lot that have good results, you know. And with good results, some have the results I have, and some say, you know, the outbreaks are less and not infected anymore, and, you know, the severity of the outbreaks are much less. And we also, unfortunately, we have a few people that don't have results with it or simply don't tolerate LDN, that they get severe, you know, other symptoms that they have to stop taking it. But those are very few, in fact, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually, though, if people have issues with tolerating LDN to start with, if they take, you know, a very small ultra-low dose and increase it mm-hmm. very, very slowly, normally everybody can tolerate it. When I say normally, I mean, there will always be some people that can't tolerate it, like some people can't take penicillin, etc.
Exactly, yes.
But by doing it slowly, the chances are more people wouldn't have that issue.
Yeah. I think very often I hear from people also the doctors, they prescribe, you know, the doses that they prescribe is, in my mind, it's a little bit too high.
Mm.
You know, some start at 3 or 4.5 and even 5 milligrams.
Really?
And
wow.
Yes. And I think if you have it in a liquid, you know, it's very easy to dose it by yourself. You mm-hmm. you can start with like just 0.5 milliliter.
Yeah.
0.5. You can start very, very low.
Yes. Yes. And what dose are you on now, May?
I am on 3.
Okay.
That seems to work very fine mm-hmm. for me.
And there is no point in you adjusting your dose with the results you're getting.
Sorry?
There is no point in you thinking of adjusting your dose with the results that you are achieving.
No, I have tried every dose between 1 milligram and 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried it. But 4.5, it didn't work for me. It gave me severe headaches and it gave me fatigue.
Mm.
You know, it was good for my pain, for my rheumatic issues. It was good for that, but, you know, the fatigue took over and severe headaches. And when I went back to 3, you know, that disappeared.
That's
but for my Hailey-Hailey, I started out with, I think it was 1 milligram, and then moved to 1.5, and that was fine for my Hailey-Hailey. So I never increased it for my Hailey-Hailey.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for having joined us again. And we'll have to have you back another year.
Yeah, it was my pleasure to do so. I love also to tell the story. And I just hope that more people hear about LDN with this disease and get the chance to try it. And yeah.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So it was my pleasure.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show.
and thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.